In this bulletin, newly re-elected Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk credits her electoral success to a tough stance on border closures. For the first time in 5 months, Australia records zero new cases of locally acquired COVID-19. And in rugby, Wallabies coach Dave Rennie says an immediate plan of action is being put in place to help the team learn from its Bledisloe loss. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Newly re-elected Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state election result shows she took the right position on border closures. Ms Palaszczuk has made history becoming the only woman to win a third term in office in Australia. Labor's on track to return to power with a majority government in Queensland, with the party on a trajectory to hold as many as 52 seats in the 93-seat state parliament. Ms Palaszczuk says her message on border closures resonated with voters.
And I will always stand up for what is right and what I believe to be right. And I listen to the health advice. In this job, you have to listen to the experts and you have to communicate that to people. And that has stood us in good stead. The news overnight that in the UK, they're going back down into lockdown, I think, for the next 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, that's going to take a huge toll on their economy. You can't have an economy if you can't control the health virus.
Australians are celebrating today's low national coronavirus tally of zero cases, calling it a National Donut Day. It's the first time in nearly 5 months that the country's recorded no new locally acquired cases. However, a child in southwestern Sydney tested positive last night and will be reported in tomorrow's figures. Dr. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health says the child is a sixth case linked to the Hoxton Park cluster. She's urging those who attended Flip Out Preston's indoor trampoline park at the relevant times on the 25th of October to immediately self-isolate.
Anyone who attended the trampoline park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is considered a close contact and must get tested immediately and isolate for a full 14 days from when they were there, regardless of their test result. Additionally, anyone who attended after 2 p.m. on the 25th of October is considered a casual contact and must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if symptoms do develop.
Anyone who visited the Jasmine One Lebanese restaurant in Liverpool on the same date from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. is also being asked to get tested immediately. Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the state is on track for the further easing of restrictions on the 8th of November. The state is marking its second straight COVID-free day as Melbourne residents celebrate the first weekend of cafes, restaurants and pubs reopening to walk-in customers. Professor Sutton says he's confident indoor sport for both adults and children will be permitted by the end of the year. However, he says Victoria's mask-wearing mandate will remain in place for some time.
Clearly we should be transitioning and we will be transitioning from universal mask wearing to maybe indoors only to maybe just high risk settings at the appropriate time. But masks are, again, a small impost for the individual, for us collectively, to get us to the freedoms that we're all looking for and beginning to enjoy.
Australians are being reminded to take care of their mental health as part of a new $10 million campaign by the federal government. The How's Your Head Today campaign encourages people to prioritise their mental health and seek help. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the coronavirus pandemic has affected the mental health of many Australians, particularly Victorians, amid isolation and financial stress. Mr Hunt says the information will be tailored to different cultural communities with print and radio advertisements in multiple languages.
This campaign is in 15 different languages, and so that's been a very important part of it. So we've been working with community members from culturally and linguistically diverse communities.
And to sport in rugby, Wallabies coach Dave Rennie is refusing to blame inexperience for Australia's heaviest defeat to the All Blacks in 117 years. The Wallabies surrendered the Bledisloe Cup for an 18th straight year with a 43-5 loss. Rennie has called for patience.
You know, we're 5 or 6 weeks into a four-year campaign. We gutted about the result, and all I can say is we're going to keep working hard. We think we've got some good kids coming through. You know, we need to respond immediately and plan as you'll see about next week.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, shower or two possible, storm 21. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, sunny, 25. Hobart, cloudy, 22. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. In Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 21. Newcastle, possible early shower, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, much the same, 34. And Darwin, sunny, 35. This is SBS News.